response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Ordinarily, I usually take the last few moments of the show and talk about something that happened that I didn't get to on the show, but I figured with Scott Hall's passing, I found him to be one of the more influential wrestlers of the last 30 years. I think that he had a big role in putting the NWO over. And obviously, like, the idea of the NWO was over with fans, but it was his charisma with the microphone that I think helped to take it to the next level. He made it fun in the way that wrestlers will cut promos for the crowd pop. He was really good at getting it done. Whether we're talking about him being Razor Ramon and the Razor's Edge, as far as like a move goes, it takes incredible strength and balance and power. And it's why that move would get over with the viewer as it being devastating. The sad part about Scott Hall, beyond the fact that he's gone, is that he struggled with life. And he fought with life a lot. And luckily, he started to reach out to other people. I had an incredible interview with Diamond Dallas Page a few years ago here in this studio where he was talking about Jake the Snake Roberts and him trying to work with Scott. And look, the best characters, and I'm using air quotes for people who can't see me, usually have bits of who they are in their persona. And with Scott Hall, him being a drinker became a big part of it. He had a lot of demons and he had a lot of people who loved him and a lot of wrestling fans who absolutely adored him. So I said I wanted to move out of the way and give my time to Scott Hall. So let me move out of the way and give my time to Scott Hall.
Like I said before I was so rudely interrupted, it's survey time. Is there anybody here to see WCW? People here in Norfolk came to see the NWO.
Now ask how many people came to see a man totally
humiliated
himself.
Now here's the tricky part. How many people came to see the original, the Black and White Express? How many people came to see that lame wolf pack? Well, speaking of the wolf pack, that brings to mind one big goof called Kevin Nash.
The big bad wolf himself. Who he has on the 25th at Halloween Havoc.
Hey, Kev, Monday, you told me I'm going to wrestle you at Halloween Havoc. I'm so sick of you telling me what to do. That's part of my problem. I got so many bosses, but Kev, you're not one of them. You don't tell me what to do, you big goof. And if you want to fight me, it's on my terms. And if you got a problem with that, I'll meet you down there.
does he mean on my terms? I don't know.
One time for the bad guy. Hey, yo!
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.